CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. The NASA probe named Lucy, not nominal. Bob, this is alarming. What's happened?
Yes, Lucy is a probe that was launched on an Atlas V rocket this past weekend. Its goal is to travel to the Trojan asteroids that orbit similar to Jupiter and visit eight different asteroids over a six-year period. Well, it launched successfully. It got into orbit. But then when it was deploying its solar panels, one of those panels did not latch properly after deployment. This is a big deal. I have got a graphic on Behind the Black so you can see what this looks like. It's not a solar panel that's rectangular that opens like an accordion, as most of them do. Because this is going to be out in the asteroid belt, it's farther from the sun, so they needed bigger solar panels. In fact, this mission is going to be the farthest out using solar power of any mission prior to it. And so they need big solar panels. So these open up like a Chinese fan, and then when they completely have opened, the two parts meet and latch. Well, one of them didn't latch, and they're not even sure how much it's unfurled. In mid-November, they've got to do a major engine firing to send this spacecraft on its way, and they're not sure they can do that with the solar panel unlatched. They're not also sure how much it's open. A later report suggested that they're getting more than 90% of the power expected, which is a good thing, because if they can proceed with it unlatched, then they probably will not have any serious problems over the life of the mission. But it's not confirmed yet. They are looking at the possibility of sending new commands up to have it redeploy itself again, and hopefully on a second attempt it will latch, but that's unknown at the moment. So that's where we stand. We don't know yet if Lucy's a dead mission or not. I think not dead. I think it's going to be okay, but there might be limits to how much it can accomplish. We might not be able to do everything it wanted to because of this problem, John.
I think we worried too much about Lucy, Bob, and now we've got something else to worry about. So let's go to a positive story. This is on the surface of Mars. We're back in a communication with our rovers. Why was there a shadow, Bob? What was it?
Yeah, well, this happens every two Earth years or every Mars year, which lasts about 2 Earth years. What happens is that the orientation of the Earth and Mars is such that the sun is in between. And then so for a two-week period, there is no communications between Mars and the Earth. You can't talk to each other because the sun's in the way. And so this is expected, and they know it's going to happen. It's happened a bunch of times before. And so this took place over October 3rd to October 17th. There was no communications. Now, what they did with the rovers, the two rovers, Curiosity and Perseverance, is they gave them a whole bunch of commands to do while the communications were cut off. The rovers did not move. They were kept in place, but they took pictures and they gathered data. And so today, the first pictures were sent down from the rovers that covered that period of time. I've got one of them up. They mostly were engineering pictures, basically taken to day by day to show that the spacecraft is functioning properly. There's a few science pictures in there, but not a lot from the two rovers. But either way, communications have resumed, and the teams on both rovers are now already starting to resume science operations, planning what their next move will be. And I got updates on Behind the Black to tell you what that is.
Bob is the author of Universe in a Mirror, the biography of Hubble, the probe. And Hubble is now giving us information about Europa. What, Bob?
Well, scientists using data from Hubble that spanned 16 Earth years, the scientists have detected the presence of water vapor on the Jupiter moon Europa. But what's really interesting about this is that the water vapor is only seen on one of the moon's hemisphere. Let me just make sure I got this right. The trailing hemisphere. In other words, as it orbits Jupiter, the hemisphere that's on the back side, not the aft, think of ships, the bow and the aft side, that's where they're detecting the water vapor. Why it's only, they're very transient water vapor, but why there should be these blobs of water vapor in the atmosphere on only the trailing side is completely unknown. Why there should be such an asymmetric situation, no, they don't know. But they found it, and that's an interesting thing. This is a very tiny amount. If we had this on Earth, it would be considered a vacuum. But nonetheless, and it's probably being sublimated off the surface from sunlight. And so you get this periodically. The sun hits the ice on the surface, and it turns into gas. Once again, why one place and not the other, John, is a complete mystery.
Quickly, Bob, will we be getting regular updates on Lucy?
Yes, I'm sure they're going to be giving us updates for almost daily now, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and also will include the updates from Lucy. We get to worry about that solar panel that's not adequately deployed. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.